BBC Radio Cambria
with Kevin Farnihoe.
Is the bin system just too complicated? You can share with me this morning, 0845 305 1122. I've got producer Steve now with me in the studio. Something of an update from calls coming in, yes?
Yes, Barbara in Barrow gave me a call saying she used to recycle. She used to be very good at separating the cardboards and the plastics and everything like that. And then she started to notice that bin people were coming along, taking it all and mixing it together anyway. So I said, I'll look into this on your behalf, Barbara. So I've been on to Barrow Borough Council for an explanation as to what's going on. And I've been speaking to a guy called Alan Barker, who's a street care manager there. And he's very kindly agreed to join us on air to sort of shed some light on what is happening in Barrow at the moment.
OK, we'll cross over to the telephone lines. Alan, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Just picking up from my producer, Steve, there. Listeners in your corner of the county concerned that they are doing their recycling, separating into that box, this box, whatever, and then the bin men turning up and just throwing it all into the back of a cart.
Yes, Barbara's quite right. We haven't been very good at informing our customers about change of process. In the early days, in 2003, when we started dry recycling in Barrow, we used what was called a stillage system, where everything was collected separately on the curbside, put into different compartments in a vehicle. However, Health and Safety Executive frowned on them because of repetitive strain injuries. Operators were going up and down stairs of a vehicle all day. bearing in mind they're emptying about 1,100 properties per day per round, which does get a bit monotonous. 2 years ago, it was agreed with our contractor, with Health and Safety, that they would operate a one-pass system. This meant a refuse collection vehicle, but the split down the back, they're different from a normal refuse collection vehicle. We call them a 70-30, and the back is actually split 70 and 30% of the width of the vehicle. The 30% is for paper, and the 70% is for all the rest of the dry recycle. So what we need to tell residents is that, yes, they don't have to separate them like we did in 2003. They can put anything in all the any containers, and it will get tucked away, and it goes down to Trafford Park to Biffa's operating centre down there, and it's all separated mechanically.